Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our runners up, beginning with an NFL player from the New York Jets.
Thanks for Yosef listening out in New York. I said, yeah, Le'Veon Bell is a knucklehead. He, though he signed a four-year, $52 million contract, he took off from his house back on May 25th and left a couple women, both he said were his girlfriends, at his house. They ended up cleaning him out for $520,000 worth of jewelry.
And our other runner-up will stay in New York, and that would be the ice cream truck owners. The mayor of New York City announced a big crackdown yesterday. He calls it Operation Meltdown. Apparently, these 46 ice cream truck drivers owe the city millions of dollars, $4.5 million in fines for traffic violations, running red lights, parking near fire hydrants, blocking crosswalks. It's been going on for 10 years. They just don't pay the fines. And so the city said, that's it.
I bet they make great money. I mean, when my daughter Brittany went to New York, you've probably been there a bunch of times, but when she went there, she said, like, some of the guys just selling hot dog carts, they have to have a permit that costs a crazy amount of money, but then they just make a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
They're fighting over those good corners and stuff.
Sure. And, you know, if you're that's probably what a lot of this is that they're just, you know, they just park. If they see some people, if they get flagged, they're just going to pull over, and it doesn't matter who's behind them or what they're blocking, and that's causing problems. So the city has seized 46 of those ice cream trucks just in time for summer. But our 930 Knucklehead winners, a family in Colorado who is feeding bratwurst to a mountain lion.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Now, this dates back to November when they found this young mountain lion in a snowbank on their property. There's a baby mountain lion. They thought, well, let's take care of this thing. And so they
some kitty milk.
They brought it into the house, and yeah, I hope they gave it some milk or something.
Some meow mix.
What would it like to eat? Well, we got some bratwurst hanging around here, so they were feeding it bratwurst for a while until it became sick. And it was only then that they decided to call wildlife officials and the Humane Society.
Welcome to Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, where we join Jim Fowler out in the woods of Colorado feeding bratwurst to mountain lions.
So the wildlife comes over because the thing is sick. It's sick from the bratwurst. And they said, well, we should take this off your hands, this three-month-old mountain lion. And so they did. And it took a little while for the mountain lion to rehabilitate from the bratwurst.
I can imagine the handover. About 2:30, he likes a couple Capri Suns and a little bit of oatmeal.
So they just returned this thing to the wild after being in captivity for a number of months. But I don't even think a Wisconsin mountain lion would like bratwurst. Our 930 Knucklehead winners today.